On the other hand, fear can be very crippling. Amen. It can and does keep us from living up to our full potential. It can make us question every aspect of our lives. And many times it can make us question especially those people who are loving us, who are supporting us, who have always been lifting us up or there when we were in need. So with that in mind, I want us to read this morning's scripture. And this morning's scripture is taken from, Gideon, from Judges. Now, for those who may not know, where is Judges in your Bible? Old Testament. And I don't know if it'll help, but it's right after the book of Joshua in your Bible. It's more or less towards the very front of your Bible. So I invite you now to turn to Judges chapter 6. Now, please keep your Bibles out or the pew Bibles out. We're going to be looking at several scripture today, so please keep those handy. And most of them will not be on the screen. So Judges chapter 6, we'll begin with verse 11. Everyone found it all right? All right. So if you, once you find that, if you'd close your Bible on your finger and stand with me as we say our Bible pledge together. Let's raise those Bibles high above our heads. Say it loud and proud today. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Judges chapter 6, verses 11 through 16. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite. Say that five times real fast. As his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty warrior." Gideon answered him, "But sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his wonderful deeds that our ancestors recounted to us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has cast us off and given us into the hand of Midian.'" My clicker is not clicking. We're having issues this morning with my clicker. Maybe it's time to get a new clicker. There we go. Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. I hereby commission you." He responded, "But sir, how can I deliver Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord said to him, "But I will be with you, and you shall strike down the Midianites, every one of them." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. A few weeks ago, we began a new teaching series called Our Great Cloud of Witnesses. Now, keep your Bibles handy again. I know we have a habit of putting those away, so keep those open, please. And we began this series with you thinking about your personal great cloud of witnesses, and we've been looking at biblical examples of those great cloud of witnesses, and I've been calling you to step up to the cord of faith. I don't know if you remember 3 or 4 weeks ago, the parabola of salvation. Do you remember that difficult? I think I said it 3 different ways during that sermon. I wasn't consistent at all. But for some reason, as we are called to become a part of those great cloud of witnesses, we hesitate. We falter. For some reason, we don't grab a hold of that cord of faith. Why is that?